Hey, it's Maddie Jason Diven with you, and of course it's time for Doctors in the House.
Yay.
And in the house today, we've got Dr. Alvin Earn, cardiologist from Mount Elizabeth Novena Hospital. Welcome, Doc.
Hi.
Hey.
That's right. You're going to tell us how stress affects the body,
yeah.
And more specifically the heart, huh, Doctor?
Sure.
Awesome. So, Doc, actually, how does stress cause a heart attack? I think a lot of people want to know.
So, stress affects the body in two ways, direct and indirect.
Okay.
So, directly, you get elevated hormones, and the nervous system is elevated in terms of its discharges of chemicals and all that.
I see.
And these chemicals themselves can directly affect the heart or any part of the body.
Mm.
We have a very common visual of that, you know, an anxious person being tremulous, sweating,
yes,
having palpitations, and eyeballs bursting out of the skull. So that visual is pretty close to reality for many people. Of course, there are those who hide it pretty well. These hidden stress levels do aggravate over time. That's indirect. Directly, stress can affect the lifestyle changes.
Mm.
You could eat less, or you could eat infrequently, or you could eat more. You could end up smoking, taking alcohol, which on their own might be considered vices for some, but in excess, certainly most people would agree it's not good for the body.
So what I'm hearing, Doctor, is just when you're stressed, your body just generally declines in health and strength, and that can contribute to a heart attack.
Both directly and indirectly.
Both directly and indirectly.
That's correct. As you know, our systems have this fight and flight system, driven mainly by nerves and hormones.
Mm.
So in themselves, it's a built-in system to escape from trouble,
right,
dangerous situations, built-in fear system. So if we are unable to extricate ourselves from those conditions because it's work or relationships or money and things like that, we are stuck in the system with elevated levels of these chemicals. And they can cause a rupture of the plaques in the arteries, which result in heart attack themselves.
Right.
This is quite proven in literature.
Doc, if someone's worried about getting a heart attack, right, on a more general basis, how can they prevent being in that situation?
So we always ask the various risk profile of the patient with regards to age, gender, symptoms. These three items actually are able to titrate the patients into various risk profiles. Then we add on risk factors like diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, family history, obesity, cigarette use. These additionally can profile the patients better.
Right.
On top of these, I think the dominant ones will be age and genetics, which we cannot change.
Right.
So unfortunately, these two factors are dominant. We can't change, but the rest we can. So we can make adjustments for the way we eat, the way we live our lives, the amount of exercise we want to do, avoiding certain things that might be harmful to the body.
That's awesome, Doc. Thank you very much, Dr. Alvin Ng. Once again, cardiologist from Mount Elizabeth Novena Hospital. And if you want to find out more information, you can always log on to mountelizabeth.com.sg. Thanks, Doc.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.